Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stefan. How's that? Is that pretty good, Jay?
Or it was.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just practicing up for when they take over.
Were you saying that in the mirror, reciting it to yourself?
Spanish.
Did it
no, actually, I said it on the. I've said it a few times over the years, as it becomes clearer, more clear, that there are more Hispanics in influential positions. Not that that's bad. It's just that it would be. No, I just perhaps as a veteran of. Being a veteran, I just think that we have a country that has a language, and that language ought to be respected and used. That's all. I find it problematic when you go into a place and pretty much the people in there are all yakking to themselves because we don't seem to have any American workers doing anything. I mean, I'm wondering where did all the American workers go? You go into almost any place of business, you hire somebody to do work for you, I find it very, I don't know if it's distressing, distracting, demeaning. I'm not sure what.
I wonder if that's locational. I wonder if that's based on locations, because I haven't noticed anything different in for as long as I can remember. It seems like it's been a pretty solid melting pot.
Okay. We all have different experiences. That's what makes America so great. Speaking of that, the election is over. The election deniers are trying to get their piece of the pie, if you will. Let's go through some of the election 2022 results, declaring this person the winner and that person the winner. There are, let's see, votes here in Massachusetts. They didn't get anything. Well, anything. They got some stuff earlier on, but it was about midnight or after before some of the races, even if they were uncontested until the races were called. Usually the Associated Press is the one that gets on the bandwagon first and gets the information out there. Most when you watch any of the news, it's usually the Associated Press calls this and Associated Press calls that. How they do that, I don't know.
Their projections.
Yeah. Projections. So to show you how lopsided, I'm just looking at Republican and Democrat in the state in which I spend most of my time. I claim residence in Massachusetts. So I look at the lopsidedness of people's interest in Republicans versus Democrat. And, for example, a woman who is a congresswoman that represents my district, someone that I didn't vote for and would never vote for because I find her to be obnoxious. She won, let's see, 98,705 votes in the district to 32,228 for the Republican. And then I'm looking at some of these other governor's counselor. The one who won is a Democrat, 89,125 versus the Republican, 56,654. That's a fairly good showing for a Republican in Massachusetts. And then you look around at some of the other things, the gubernatorial race. I don't want to spend all my time on Massachusetts because there are other things like the victory of Sarah Huckabee in Arkansas. 47th governor of the state, her father, Mike Huckabee, was the governor, two terms or so ago? So she did fine, did well. A lot of people, now, there were people taking shots at her, but there weren't a lot of shots that were taking at her. I thought she was pretty good as a, frankly, as a press secretary. So anyway.
That's what it seems like a lot of people liked her as a press secretary.
Yeah. And she's only 40, which is also kind of cool.
Yeah.
She prevailed. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, there were a lot of, younger people voted in.
Yeah. Well, that's because hopefully a lot of younger people are voting. That's a good sign. Yeah?
Yeah, right? And it seems like a lot of younger people are getting into politics at a younger age, paying more attention, and knowing that if you want to truly make a difference, you need to get in on the inside or surround yourself with people who are on the inside and ways where you can make your voice heard. Yes, going to the polls is definitely an important way.
Yep.
But if you could get in there and become one of the decision makers, that's huge.
Yeah. What time did you go vote yesterday? No, you were. Did you vote?
I'm in Tennessee. Yeah, I know you're super against it, but I had to early vote. I didn't have a choice.
Horrors!
I had to travel.
You voted, and that's what's important, more important anyway. So I'm interested to look at how many other states over the history of our country have had a father-daughter deal. And I don't know if there has been any. Let's see. John Gilligan was governor of Ohio in the 70s. His daughter was the governor in Kansas from 2003 to 2009. So it wasn't like father-daughter in the same state, right? Has there been any same state example of that?
That's a good question. We're going to have to look that up on Google because I feel like there may be at least one or two, but it doesn't seem like if nothing's popping out immediately into our heads, it doesn't seem like there would be that many.
So where was she on the January 6th thing? She and I think Trump, obviously, because he hired her, thought she was okay then. She was usual, the Republicans in the law and order stuff, which is something that's resonating because there are a lot of, you look at California, especially with some of the other big cities, Chicago is one, Washington is one, New York to a point is one, where crime is rampant and nothing's being done to prosecute or very little is being done. In California, in Los Angeles County, I can tell you nothing's being done. In other cities and states, there's little being done by Democrats who are in charge of being the law and order, supposed to be in charge of law and order, period. There are not a lot of violence and that sort of stuff. And I think that's what she ran on. And she said it's not who we are as Americans. She's right about that. You got to have law and order. But there are, the other side of it is there are abuses. We see the abuses all the time as well. And that's what makes this a conundrum. Because many of the people that we're choosing to be police officers, I shouldn't say many, too many of the police officers are badly trained. You know, I've been a big fan of having fewer police, train them better, pay them better, so we don't get ourselves in. But police chiefs seem to be numbers oriented. Okay, we got to have 100 police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Where does this at? Well, the book of rules, when the National Police Officers Association says this is the size city and this is how many police officers, that's what we're doing. No, I don't think that makes as much sense, frankly, as having really good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. I agree with you, Doug. And also, in addition to better trained, but also more emphasis and focus on mental health, because being a police officer is a very difficult job, especially if you have a call where somebody ends up dead. And I'm not saying that by the hands of the police, but I mean in this is just any situation where maybe it was a homicide call or something like that. Mm. That is tough on the human psyche and should be looked at for further.
Yep. Well, anyway, I think she'll be okay. Trump will take credit for her winning because he endorsed her. I'm not one who thinks that's the case. I think that her name was one of the reasons because people vote names. They recognize names. They vote names.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway. All right. So let's go to Florida. No big surprise here. Ron DeSantis wins his second term. And so is that the story? He's not that old either. I thought he was older. He's 44. And the guy he ran against had been very active in politics in Florida. The fellow was a Republican, Charlie Crist, and he changed to become a Democrat. And then he resigned from the House to run for governor, which I thought was a boneheaded move, unless he just didn't like being a congressman. I think he said that, though, one time. He was sick of it, right? Tired of all the arguing. So, okay, I'll run for governor. When people get this into their blood, they just don't seem to get it out. They want to run for whatever they can run for. Anyway, he was successful as governor in 2007 to 2011 as a Republican. I remember that. And then he ran for Senate against Mario Rubio. I always call him Mario. Marco Rubio, who did pretty well also yesterday, it looks like. And I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on Florida because I think it's been overplayed. And a lot of the stuff is manufactured by the news media when it comes to that thing. And he's, okay, so he won. And Trump makes fun of him because Trump doesn't want him to run. If Trump, DeSantis comes across as being more prepared, more intellectual, more soundly qualified to actually get into issues and talk about them. So if they do run against each other, I'm going to bet the only Trump card, pardon the pun, that Trump will have is to make fun of him, which probably in Florida won't go. Well, who knows? He lives down there. It's hard to say. I don't want to be a predictor because I think that's a waste of time, frankly.
And sometimes it depends on the day.
Yeah, that's right. Literally. And because yesterday the weather was so bad in Florida, they got people out to vote early. Florida is getting whacked pretty well today by that hurricane slash tropical storm that's supposed to move up the coast. We'll get that weather on Friday night and Saturday here in New England. All right, so let's see what else. Florida House candidate Maxwell Alejandro I'm using his name. Didn't he change his name?
Alejandro is his middle name, Maxwell Frost. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
he's the first
generation
member of Congress.
How old is he?
District 10. He's 25.
How much?
25.
All right, mm-hmm. So that's the thing. I think that's you can't be any younger than that to run for Congress, right? You got to be.
Yeah, this was his first year eligible.
Yeah, and I think there are. I'm trying to remember how old you have to be to run for the Senate. I think a few years old. You got to be 33 or 34 to run for president. 35.
34, 35 sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see here. Up in New Hampshire, Caroline Leavitt, who looked like a horror show, but she defeated, so she got elected. She was a funder, well-funded by the Republicans. She's not going to be anything special, I'll tell you that. Looking at her resume and listening to her talk, she sounds like a Marjorie Taylor Greene. And people down there are going to say, what's wrong with Marjorie Taylor Greene? Listen and learn, I guess, would be my response to that. 18 pass, this is Good Day.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look...
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with celebrity news from social media sources in the focus. I have seen something. Remind me to talk about this. There's a group called Young Nerds of Color that has shown up, and I kind of want to dig into that a little bit. I'm not sure that comes from the celebrity department. Certainly comes from the trending department. But also trending is something that is so obnoxious, so annoying, so outrageous, so damning, that it must get time from us to discuss. And it involves Katy Perry. And so if you want to know my thoughts about something regarding Katy Perry and what she's done, then you ought to listen right after this and give you the full scoop. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special. So, Katy Perry, who's 38 years of age, old enough to decide who she wants to vote for, has been criticized. This is the kind of stuff that social media, this sucks. So, she decides she wants to vote for Rick Caruso as the new mayor.
She posted a photo actually in the, like, actually voting and got a screenshot, which I've always thought was illegal, that you're not allowed to take and post pictures of anything like that, but that's probably...
Of your own ballot, I think you can. It's not somebody else's, you can.
Okay. But yeah, so she had posted that she voted for him, and people are coming hard for her. And
what people, though? Well, who's going to respect anybody who's an independent thinker? And I don't mean a Republican thinker or a Democrat thinker. I'm talking about someone who thinks for him or herself. So if you really do, unless you are completely brainwashed by the news media and perhaps the entertainment media, so this guy, my son was not a fan of his. He talked about the conditions of the Grove, the big shopping center in L.A. by the farmers markets, cool place, made a lot of money in shopping centers. But you know what? If you like somebody and you find good reasons to support them, it's okay if you think, oh, gee, I wouldn't have done that. But to take off on her, screw them. That's my read on it. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't like the fact that Caruso was a Republican, changed to the Democratic Party in January, and has been a big backer of anti-abortion policies, spent nearly a million on Mitch McConnell.
That's okay.
And
that's well.
W. Bush,
but
and
she
that's
made
all that
a... Her mind. She decided she wanted to do this for whatever the reason. So yeah, people need to get a life and give it a rest.
And mind their own business. Yes, let people vote for whom they want to vote for.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As eccentric as this may sound, and heaven forbid that I should ever be called eccentric, our pets know when we are not feeling well, even before we do. Even when our pets may not be close with certain family members, when those family members are not feeling well, somehow our pets know and hang around that person. For example, my grandfather, who was not an animal lover and thought perhaps I needed psychiatric help, became very ill towards the end. And towards that end, the dogs and cats living at my mom's house that had never spent any time near him until the day before he died, that evening, they actually slept in his room. The bonds they build with special needs children and adults, the bond between seniors and the senior pets, all of this is in their ability to read us, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and anticipating our needs before we even know what those needs are. I hear this all the time, how the dog or cat will not leave my side when I'm not feeling well, or how they'll go into a room a day or two before someone passes on. They know, watch your dog or cat carefully, they understand what we don't. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election results continue. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott wins big and tells Fox News President Biden has delivered a pay cut to Americans.
8 months, over 8%. Devastating impact for people who grew up like I did in a single-parent household working paycheck to paycheck.
As the numbers sit this hour, the Senate is leaning Democrat as they have gained one seat in a 48-47 race. On the other side of Congress, the House is leaning Republican, 199 to 172. These numbers are not final and continue to be counted. Georgia's Senate race between Republican Walker and Democrat Warnock, about 1% separation with 2% remaining to be counted. In Nevada's senatorial race, trailing most of the night, Republican Adam Laxalt has taken a 2.5-point lead over Cortez Masto, with 72% counted. USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, the industry leader when it comes to independent thinking. I'm happy to have that rapport with you. Jay Kirshner is here. We all have the same attitude. That's how you succeed. Even if you, Jennifer, we have a one side, and even though she has a one side, listen to how she talks about those who are not necessarily on her side. That's the idea here, to have respect for other people's points of view, not to do as some have done. You may or may not have heard the Katy Perry reference in the last half hour, she being shamed and criticized because she voted for Rick Caruso. Frankly, if it's me and I'm an entertainer, I don't tell you what I'm doing, although there are times when I have said here vehemently that I'm strongly for one idea, one issue, or a person or another. But generally speaking, over the years, I don't know, I guess it's been fairly well known what I'm thinking, right? You don't have to have to do a lot of heavy lifting to figure out where my head's at. But if you, I don't know, I just... Ed McMahon taught me a lot, and I don't mean that to sound like a name dropper. Ed and I were great friends for the last 10 years of his life, and one of the things we loved talking about was his attitude toward politics. Richard Nixon invited him to do the inauguration. So Ed put the inauguration of Richard Nixon together, and Nixon didn't know what his politics were. Nobody knew what his politics were. He and Johnny Carson had a pact, and it was to not talk about politics in a specific, here's what I think. It was to have equal opportunity fun with politicians, because, frankly, look around. They are kind of fun. The trouble today is that everybody takes it so doggone seriously. And some of it needs to be taken seriously, but come on. Some of the stuff that goes on, you couldn't make that stuff up. Right? Listen, for example, Carrie Lake, who she told reporters she was going to be your worst effing nightmare for 8 years. Now, who, and what, is that ladylike? Maybe that shows my age or my, you know, a lot of women certainly use the F word. A lot of men do. I do. Jay, you don't use it much. I haven't heard you say it. I don't remember hearing you say it at all.
Every once in a while, I was trained very early in life. Certain things you just do not say if there's a mic in the room, whether it is
on or
off.
There you go.
You just don't
go
there.
The mic is always on.
Yeah.
Learn that. Our speaking of that here, a fan of the program, and probably not going to listen if you aren't a fan. So here's the download digest from yesterday. You can hear this at gooddayshow.com along with the entire program every day, all day. It refreshes every new day because we have new programs every day. But the download serves as sort of a capsule. We capsulized a few minutes of the program. So if you want to listen to the download, the focus is on Chris Evans winning the sexiest man alive, the teenager who was hospitalized after jumping out of a moving lift because of the things the driver was doing, Justice Jackson's first written opinion, our thoughts on that. Lots of discussion. Oh, and Cher, who's not happy because people are taking shots at her for dating somebody who's, 40 years younger than she is?
Yeah, who cares? Let her live her life.
Yeah, exactly. So catch that if you haven't caught it, or catch a cold, whichever you would like. GoodDayShow.com. Speaking of catching a cold, I wasn't kidding. Carrie Lake said that. I'm looking at some of these election deniers. Because she said early on, if I remember correctly, what I remember hearing her say was that if she didn't win, it would be because she was cheated. And so I don't know if that's the case or not. Some of the most aggressive election deniers from 2020 lost their races. Let's see here. 22 of the 36.
It's also so narcissistic to say in advance that I'm going to lose. The only way I will lose is if I am cheated out of this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Good for you. Doug Mastriano of Pennsylvania tried to overturn Joe Biden's win there, and so that didn't work. Dan Cox of Maryland, he didn't recognize Biden as the president. Well, we don't recognize you as governor, pal, either. And do I think Joe Biden is the greatest thing since sliced bread? No, I think he's a horror show. But I think it was pretty clear, given the circumstances. Again, there are so many things you can criticize, and this is what the national discussion ought to be, but we're talking about personalities instead of fixing the problem, the issue with the gubernatorial, not necessarily the gubernatorial, but the presidential races, is it isn't one man, one vote. So I don't feel like anybody really wins when it comes to the president. You can go back and make a case during the entire period of our country's growth when it came to the presidential elections. You really can't prove who won.
Mm-hmm.
You can
I get confused with the Electoral College, because there have been, granted, very few, but there have been times where the winning president lost the popular vote but won the Electoral College. So with all of this information or misinformation and the questioning of the validity of certain votes, wouldn't that still be the popular vote? Are we questioning the Electoral College, who actually elects the president? Because when President Donald Trump entered office, he lost the popular vote. He won the Electoral College.
Yeah, right. And the same was true with George Bush. George Bush should never have been president. He didn't win the popular vote, but I think Al Gore won by 2 million votes. And you can say the same for Hillary Clinton, I think, as well. Like it or not, that's not about whether you like it's not the candidate I'm talking about. I'm talking about the system. The system is broken. Big time. I was happy to see when I went to vote last night. I went about 6:30, and there were hundreds of people in line. And you know, we have new voting places in town because it was redistricted. And so there were, I like to look at the counting box. There was a guy standing there with a handful of ballots. So I said to him, and I put my ballot in, and I was 1,192 of the people voting in my precinct for the day. That's a pretty good number. And he had a fistful of ballots in his hand. And I looked and I said, what are you doing with those? He said, those are mail-in ballots. And I looked at him. He says, I put them in when there aren't people standing in line. I put these in. So here's one. Here's a guy. I don't know who this guy is. He's got
why
a fistful
of ballots not
of
already
ballot.
In there?
Say again?
Why were the mail-in ballots not already in?
Well, because somebody physically in. Has to put them in the box, so they're counted. So they take the addresses, the election manager, who happens to be the city clerk, who also happens to be a friend of mine, among other things, her birthday is the same as mine. I like her a lot. She's been tearing out her hair trying to figure out how to do all this election stuff with all the new rules with mail-in and early voting and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Instead of being the clerk, she becomes the election person for much of the time. And so, but anyway, so this is firsthand me seeing how volatile it is. How do I know this guy didn't take some ballots and stick them in a trash can somewhere? There should be no human hands touching that. You vote, you hold a ballot, you put it in the box, you guard it. It's yours.
So when he, how would he know whom they voted?
He can look at the ballot. The ballot is.
That's what I'm saying. The mail-in ballots, aren't they sealed?
No. Well, you unseal them, just stick them in the ballot box.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Now,
yeah,
they're sealed, but then
funky.
What do you... Yeah, exactly. And I was really taken back. So I said, well, how do we know? I was nice about it, but he knew what I was getting at. He was this kind of esteemed-looking guy. He wasn't some drunk that they pulled in off the street. But still, he's holding all these ballots. So he could have, not on purpose, but dropped one on the floor. Or who knows? But you see what I'm saying? It's corrupt. I'm not saying he was corrupt, but it's corruptible. People aren't to be trusted when it comes to stuff like that. They shouldn't have to be trusted. They should be, should be out of the hands of the person who's voting. This is almost like a religious experience, like going to get catechism or something, or to get baptized. This is a very personal thing. Somebody was looking over my shoulder when I was filling out my ballot. I turned around and looked at it because there's about 2 feet for the box. So I'm filling out my ballot, and I'm happy to say that I voted for a lot of people who didn't win, because that's what I do. I voted for, in a state that's full of Democrats, I voted for mostly Republicans, or Libertarians, or Independents, wherever I can see. There are a couple of Democrats that are good that I voted for. In my estimation, but there's too many of one party. So I split it up. Did I have any impact? I don't know. The people I voted for the most part didn't win, but that's my right to express myself that way at the ballot box, and that's everybody else's mm-hmm. right, and it's nobody's friggin' business what I did, why I did it, or how I did it. So that's why when I saw that guy there with a fistful of ballots, I thought to myself, what in the world we got? What are we doing here? No, your right to be able to choose is violated by having somebody else touch your ballot. No! No, no, no. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
No, I'm saying to even the act of putting it into the box, that is a little interesting. I get when people need to count them, but that... I would think that they would continue to be sealed because you're not putting your own ballot in, you're putting somebody else's ballot in. It would make sense that they remain sealed.
One of the things about the boxes is that they count as you go. There's a computer in the box, and it reads, that's what, at least in my neck of the woods, you mark the circle as to who you're voting for, and there's a program as you stick it into the computer, it's reading the results. So then there's a computer tally. Nobody's taking the ballots and counting them one by one. They take the information that comes from the computer. And that was one of the reasons that a number of years ago, when there was a senator from Colorado, I forget his name, who owned the ballot box company that was being used around the country to count the ballots. And people say, wait a minute, this guy's a Republican. How do we know we can trust the way the machines are programmed to count the votes? And the answer to that was, we can't. And we didn't. I don't know what happened to the company or him, but I remember that being a real issue. So I'm looking at this list of all the election deniers who didn't win. There's a bunch of them. I don't know that they should have lost because of that. But, you know, if this is, for example, the guy here in Massachusetts, Jeff Deal, he said last year the election wasn't stolen, but then he said it was stolen. He went back and forth because he figured in Massachusetts that's probably the biggest waste of time because in Massachusetts nobody really cares about stuff like that. Although Trump got an appreciable number of votes, he got a lot of support in Massachusetts because of, you know, what I just said. People are sick of the same faces, the same party controlling stuff, and then they're putting you down. It's easy to put Trump down as well, but to put down the other people that are running because they're just simply they're Republicans, that's just wrong in my book. Anyway, that's the story, at least up to the minute here. It's 48 after the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not allowed to... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let Beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of
remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
Finding the right Medicare plan?
Oof, no easy feat.
Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Find a plan that's right for you at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR IR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Farm, food, and family time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Our recall of the day is how we begin. Seven Seas International, located in St. Petersburg, Florida, recalling hundreds of cases of Giant Food private label sockeye salmon. Smoked salmon, this is. Listeria, According to the company, this is something they posted actually on the FDA website. The issue was discovered through routine regulatory testing. So regulatory testing means the company didn't do it. They didn't find it. It was found by the regulators in the Maryland Department of Health. Product distributed by Giant Food in Maryland, Virginia, Washington. That's where Giant Food's the big food store down in that neck of the woods. The product name is Giant Private Label Wild Caught Alaskan Sockeye Smoked Salmon. So if you have it, you bought it at Giant, bring it back, get your money back. 4 ounce package. No illnesses have been reported yet, but they caught it. So that's better. It's good.
Yeah, that's fortunate. And this is a popular brand too.
Is it? I don't know that much.
Yeah, a lot of stores have it, but these specific ones were distributed just Maryland, Virginia, D.C., and Delaware.
Yeah. And Listeria is the worst of the three, Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria. Listeria is the hardest to get rid of and the most serious. It will cause you more of Montezuma's problem than, it's not just Montezuma's revenge. It's just your whole system is infected by bugs. That's what it is. It's a bug. And it gets you. And so you get what they call, it's Listeria that produces Listeriosis. And you get vomiting, you get nauseous, you have a fever, you have aches, you have pains, headache, stiffness. This attacks your whole body. So anyway, and if you're pregnant, oof, older, got a weakened immune system, that kind of stuff, ooh, bad stuff. Bad for you. All right, so there's that to think about today. Also, what do we celebrate today? National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. We'll do that right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
I guess if you like fried chicken, can there be anything better than a fried chicken sandwich? Crunch, crunch, crunch. The problem with it is that the batter is made from wheat products, so if you have an allergy to gluten, you're not going to be able to enjoy this kind of a chicken.
You're going to have to make it yourself at home.
Yeah, there you go. So this is a lot of people love the roll as much as the chicken. Little mayo on it, some pickles, a relish, tomatoes, yum! If you like that sort of thing. So why not enjoy a chicken sandwich today? National Chicken Sandwich Day. Or is it National Chicken Shrewsbury Day? That we better sort that one out.
Ooh.
Chick-fil-A invented the fried chicken sandwich in the 1940s, who knew that Chick-fil-A has been around that long?
I had never even heard of Chick-fil-A until I moved to Nashville.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the inventor of the fried chicken sandwich is probably not, I'm looking at the history here, maybe not really the inventor. But is there, and do you invent? How do you invent food? It's you create it. You don't necessarily invent it.
Maybe invent the recipe of it.
Yeah, really. So I thought Colonel Sanders had the big thing. Is Colonel Sanders, do you eat this stuff? Is Colonel Sanders fried?
I don't eat chicken. I don't eat chicken. But when I did, I still didn't really, maybe when I was younger, I ate KFC. But I, right before not eating chicken, I discovered Popeyes, and it is legit.
Uh-huh. Okay. Popeyes, there's a name for a chicken outfit. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.